Use Claude Sonnet 4.6 as your default model in Hermes AI Gateway and escalate to Opus 4.7 only when one of 5 measurable signals appears. Tool call chains exceeding 8 steps, context windows above 100K tokens, GPQA class math reasoning, high-resolution vision analysis, or multi-agent coordination decisions that cascade downstream. The raw token price gap, $3 versus $5 per million input, understates the real cost difference. Hermes's auxiliary task system bills every background page summary, screenshot analysis, and context compression against your main model, so Opus as default routinely costs 2-3 times the headline rate implies. Most teams escalate too eagerly. On SWE Bench Verified, Claude Sonnet 4.6 scores 79.6% against Opus 4.7's 80.8%, a 1.2 percentage point gap that justifies a 67% cost premium only when that last 1.2% is load-bearing. On Cursor Bench, multi-step agentic tasks, the gap widens to 12 percentage points, Opus 4.7, 70%, Opus 4.6, 58%, which is exactly where escalation earns its keep. The model selection question in Hermes is not, is this task hard? But does this task match the specific profile where Opus outperforms Sonnet by more than its cost difference? The auxiliary task trap. Why Opus as default costs more than you think Hermes agent routes 5 categories of background work, screenshot analysis, web page summarization, session title generation, browser extract, and context compression to your main chat model by default. The Hermes configuration docs explicitly flag this. On expensive reasoning models, Opus, Minimax M27, etc., auxiliary tasks add meaningful cost. If you set model provider, Anthropic and model default, Claude Opus 4.7, every time Hermes summarizes a web page, analyzes a screenshot, or compresses long context, it bills at $5/$25 per million tokens. These tasks don't need Opus, they need speed and cheapness. The fix is 4 lines in. Hermes/config. YAML. This alone reduces real-world Hermes costs by 30-50% for sessions with heavy web browsing or long context compression, with zero impact on your main reasoning quality. The 5 escalation signals that actually justify Opus based on benchmark data across Opus 4.7 and Sonnet 4.6, retrieved June 2026. 5 specific task profiles produce quality gaps large enough to justify the cost premium. 1 multi-step tool orchestration, 8 chain tool calls, Opus 4.7 scores 70% on Cursorbench versus Sonnet 4.6's baseline, a gap that compounds when tool calls depend on each other's outputs. Short tool chains, less or equal to 5 steps, close this gap substantially. 2 long context coherence, 100K tokens in working context. Both models support 1M context at standard pricing, but Opus maintains cross-reference accuracy across very long contexts more reliably. For Hermes sessions with hundreds of files loaded, Opus reduces the rate of silent fact drift. 3 GPQA class math and logic reasoning Opus 4.7 scores 94.5% on GPQA Diamond. Sonnet 4.6 GPQA scores are not publicly comparable. For Hermes agents doing financial modeling, proof verification, or scientific calculation, this gap is real and measurable. For high-resolution vision analysis, Opus 4.7 achieves 98.5% vision accuracy versus Opus 4.6's 54.5% at high resolution. If your Hermes workflow processes screenshots from high DPI displays or analyzes diagrams, only Opus 4.7 handles above 2,576 px images natively. Though this applies to your main model vision calls, not auxiliary screenshot analysis, use Gemini Flash for those. 5 cascading multi-agent coordination when Hermes acts as an orchestrator dispatching to other agents. A wrong decomposition decision in step 1 compounds through every downstream step. The augment code routing analysis found that Opus, as the coordinator model, reduced downstream rework enough to cut total session cost by 51% versus Sonnet for everything, despite Opus's higher per token rate. The real cost stack. A worked example, the numbers below are computed from Anthropic's current pricing, Opus 4.7, $5/$25 MTOC, Sonnet 4.6, $3/$15 MTOC, Haiku 4.5, $1/$5 MTOC, and the AugmentCode 3-tier routing benchmark, retrieved June 2026. Task model input MTOC output MTOC per task cost uniform Opus cost architecture planning. 1x. Opus 4.70.0080.0040.140.14 code implementation. 3x. Sonnet 4.60.0360.02.40.4680.78 quick file edits. 8x. Haiku 4.50.0240.012.0.08.40.42 code review. 4x. Haiku 4.50.020.0080.060.3 test generation. 4x. Sonnet 4.60.0160.0120.2280.38 auxiliary tasks. All Gemini Flash. 0.0125 cents session total, rooted 99 cents, $2.173 tier, routing with Gemini Flash auxiliary tasks, costs 99 cents versus $2.17 for uniform Opus. A 54% reduction, with no measurable quality loss on the 90% of steps that don't require Opus reasoning depth. This matches the AugmentCode 51% benchmark closely. Note, Opus 4.7's updated tokenizer inflates token counts by 1, 0, 1, 35 times depending on content type, per Simon Willison's token counter analysis. The 0.14 architecture step above uses list pricing. Actual cost may run 10-15% higher on Pro's heavy content. Configuring the routing stack in Hermes 2 practical patterns for implementing Sonnet first routing with Opus escalation inside Hermes. Pattern A, LightLLM fallback proxy. LightLLM lets you set Sonnet as the primary and fall back to Opus on specific signals, rate limits, low confidence responses. Start LightLLM. LightLM config, LightLM config. YAML port 4000 then in Hermes. Hermes model right arrow custom endpoint right arrow model main. Pattern B, ChloRouter automatic routing. ChloRouter by BlockRun AI classifies each request across 14 complexity dimensions before routing. In Hermes slash config, YAML, the BlockRun slash agentic profile is tuned for tool heavy agent workloads. ChloRouter's reported blended cost is $2.05 per million tokens versus $25 for Opus, though that average covers a mix of free and premium model routing, so production savings will vary by task mix. Note on ChloRouter payments. ChloRouter uses USDC cryptocurrency via X402 for per-request billing, not traditional API keys. Factor this into your payment infrastructure planning before adopting at scale. What benchmarks won't tell you, and trace evaluation will, the Opus versus Sonnet gap in SWE bench is 1.2 percentage points. In Cursor Bench, it's 12 points. The divergence exists because SWE Bench tests isolated file edits under contrived conditions, while Cursor Bench tests multi-step task completion, which is closer to what Hermes actually does in production. Before committing to an escalation policy, run your own session traces. Record 20 representative Hermes sessions with Sonnet only, then replay them with Opus only. Measure task completion rate, downstream rework steps required, and total session cost. The sessions where Sonnet fails will cluster around the 5 signals above. Those that don't fail on Sonnet should stay on Sonnet permanently. This is the stance behind our blog / 2026-6-4 Claude Code Opus 4.7 production guide. Benchmark scores are weak signals. Trace evaluation against your actual workload topology is the only reliable escalation signal. See also blog / 2026-6-2 AI Coding Agent Cost Ladder 2026. For the broader cost ladder analysis across 12 AI coding agents, and blog / 2026-4-30 Opus 4.7 long-running coding benchmark. For Opus 4.7 long-running task benchmark specifically. For the Hermes model ranking by use case, the Remote OpenClaw guide, retrieved June 2026, lands on the same hierarchy. Claude Sonnet 4.6 for most tasks, Claude Opus 4.6 or 4.7 for the most complex reasoning. Knowledge check. You're running a Hermes session that processes 50 web pages per hour, generates session titles automatically, and occasionally asks the agent to debug a multi-file TypeScript issue. Which part of this workflow should definitely not run on Opus 4.7? Answer: web page processing, auxiliary web extraction, and session title generation, auxiliary session title, should be explicitly routed to a cheap model like Gemini Flash or Haiku 4.5, not Opus. Those tasks are volume high, complexity low, and hit at 5/mtoc when Opus is your main model with default auxiliary settings. The multi-file TypeScript debugging is the only candidate for Opus escalation, and only if the debugging chain exceeds 8 tool calls or the codebase context exceeds 100K tokens. Ready to build a model routing policy for your full AI agent stack, not just Hermes. Core/picking a frontier model 2026 Q2 covers Sonnet versus Opus versus Haiku selection across every major use case, with worked cost models for production pipelines.